2 years ago, Colombia had this initiative and invited a few colleagues, we were a handful of colleagues, only 5, 7, to defend the idea that was all around, outside the house, that civil society, academia, the media, wanting to have a woman as next Secretary General. So we began, like, these 7 colleagues of mine, and then suddenly people began to come, countries began to join, men and women, female and male colleagues, and now we are 66, you know, one-third of the membership. We try to have parity in the presence of candidates. We achieved it by far. 7 out of 13 were women candidates. And, well, we didn't get a woman SG, but we got a Secretary General that has committed himself to gender parity in his terms.
What are the percentages of representation of women at the UN in higher positions and also representing countries as ambassadors?
Well, we're 37 out of 193 PRs, as we are called, permanent representatives, ambassadors. But though the efforts made by Mr. Ban Ki-moon to fulfill and to have the gender issue very much into his priorities, we're still with an enormous gap in undersecretaries and assistant secretaries. Out of, out of the 170, we only have 22%, 34 women in the post. So it is not only the responsibility of the House, of the organization, but it's also the responsibility of member states to produce, to present, to believe that women have a good chance or even a better chance.
What do you think is the main challenge to reach that parity and to get maybe in the future a woman as a Secretary General?
I think it's a political demand of societies now. I mean, it's not an option. It's not take it or leave it. No, it has to be prerequisite, I would say. And you saw in the debate of the 13 candidates, male and female candidates for Secretary General, all of them committed. First priority, gender parity. In an organization like this one, where peace and security play such a role, it's a role that women only arrived like in the 90s. Because before, you know, in San Francisco, we had 4 delegates, women delegates out of the 150. They play a key role to have even an article at the time in the charter saying that men and women will play a role in this United Nations. So we've been fighting since then, you know. And of course, in key momentum, like Eleanor Roosevelt in the 50s, in the end of 48, when the Human Rights Charter was issued, and then when developing countries came in from Africa after the independence, you know, sort of 70s and 80s were the big conferences of women, the decade of women. And then in the 90s came peace and security. And don't forget that women are the receptors of violence too in our conflicts nowadays. So we're better for sustaining peace, for prevention. So I think it's an obligation, and I'm sure Mr. Guterres and us member states will deliver.
What are some of the remarkable cases that are going to be shown in this exhibition?
Well, what is interesting is that the UN archives are a treasure. I mean, you have letters, you have photographies of these women, you know. You have moments since San Francisco, of course, the debate. The first time that the women from UK came in and they said, you are the women delegates. No, we're not women delegates, we're delegates. So since then, there was those pivotal moments that we want to show when they signed, the moment in which Jesse Streets from Australia was the first one, together with Delegate of Brazil, to incorporate this Article 8 to the Charter, to the moments in which Eleanor Roosevelt had, she was a famous, of course, First Lady of the United States, and she had the way to be a delegate, to the moments in which we have the first women assistant secretary general, the first woman from Africa that was the first one in the Security Council. You know, it's amazing. It's only in 72 a woman put her foot into the Security Council. And like that, you know, we will have first commander. She will be here, you know, the Norwegian first commander officer, a general. That was the very first time that she was field commander. So I think we will find momentos in which we will see how we helped shape the organization, even if we were few, but somehow it helped shape the difference, the four momentos of the organization, in the three pillars of the organization.